Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing. And you have the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, October 20th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 9 cents, 539 and a quarter. December wheat up 13 and a quarter cents at 749 and a quarter. And November beans up 17 and a half at 1245 and a half. December bean oil was up 231. That's more than two full pennies. The meal up 580 a ton. So a very strong day all the way around. We didn't have any exports this morning. I really thought it was going to be a little bit tough to rally this market here today. But the trade seems to be focusing on all these higher input costs, dry weather in Argentina, a little bit dry in the Baltic Sea area. December Minneapolis wheat made a new contract high and high close here today. Very strong. Oats were back up 11 cents. Everything was just very strong here. Export sales tomorrow are expected to be 450 on wheat, 1 million metric tons on the corn, and 2 million metric tons on the beans. So the market still thinks that there's plenty of export activity out there, that we don't see it on the daily sales. Now, is the market rallying because maybe the harvest pressure is backing off? That certainly could be. We're certainly more than 50% done on corn and beans out here. So, you know, once we get through this week, the harvest pressure really should start to back off out here. And maybe the harvest lows are in. I find it hard to believe with the reports that came out on the October supply and demand report and the funds long 230,000 contracts at the time. I can't believe this thing didn't get buried out here. But I guess people are looking ahead. Some people are saying that with fertilizer prices, fuel prices, phosphorus, nitrogen, all much higher here, that we could lose 3 to 5 million acres of corn. I don't think it'll be nearly that bad. My guess is tops 2 or 3 million, depending on what the prices are. But the market seems to be impressed with all the inflation talk, all the higher input costs out here, and some demand. So that's been a recipe for these higher prices. I think we've closed up 5 days in a row now, maybe, on corn and beans. So that's pretty strong. We'll see what the export sales are in the morning. But, you know, the daily sales don't justify it. But somebody sure wants to buy beans at these higher prices out here. Now, we've got resistance in corn a dime higher at 550. Resistance a dime higher in D sweet at 750. And November beans at 1255. So those will be the targets tomorrow if they trade over those. And I suppose we can move it higher yet. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.